you know, I don't think it's a New South Wales team that's going to be spooked. It's a new look team, and they performed well in the first game. They've got some really strong, hard heads around them, and none stronger or harder than John Cartwright, the assistant coach. G'day, John.
Morning, boys.
What's the feeling like, mate? How are you feeling on Origin morning?
Oh, look, we've had a great week, and I think that leads you to where we are today. And it's a beautiful day, and really looking forward to it. As I said, it's the second week's always a little bit easier than the first, and the third one, and so on, the more time you get to spend together. But yeah, I heard you talking about complacency. You know, if the result didn't go our way, it certainly won't be about complacency, because certainly been a focus point this week.
Yeah, John, we talk about that line between confidence and overconfidence. You get the sense that the attitude's spot on?
It is, you know. Boydie Corden has really impressed me. I didn't know Boyd before I came into camp, but I think his choice as a captain has been a masterstroke. He just has he doesn't say a lot, but he has a real steel about the way he looks, and when he talks, everyone listens. And I think, you know, that's a very good sign for a leader. And, you know, I've sort of stood there and listened to him at times. That he demands respect from the group that he's talking to.
Laurie has said it last night on Fox Sports, and a few of the other players, John, have been saying that you've been quite a strong influence on the team. You've calmed everyone down.
They must have seen me up in the coach's box. That's all I can say. No. I was just so came out of the blue for me to get back involved again. Yeah, I probably thought those days were over, but I think I'm just excited to be here. I've really enjoyed the role Laurie and Maddie have given me, and it's just been a lot of fun, you know. And the players have certainly had a lot of fun, but when it's time to knuckle down, they certainly knuckled down.
John, I don't expect you to give us the game plan here on, you know, breakfast radio before the game. But
can you?
The boy sort of said, you know, that Woodsy, he got the offloads going early then for Feeder, and it sort of just happened that there wasn't really any pre-plan to sort of get that second phase play. It was good when it came, though. What are the tactics tonight?
Yeah, look, yeah, sometimes you can overplay your role. I think in rep footy, look, the best 34 players in the country are out there on the field tonight, and to not let them go out and do what they do best, you know, I think that would be detrimental to the team. I think, you know, Aaron Woods can offload the ball, so if the opportunity comes for it to happen, well, you know, he's experienced enough to know what's a good one and what's not a good one. You know, Andrew Fifita, he's at his best when he's running hard. He's very hard to tackle, and you can play the ball quick, and he also has an offload. I think the key, and what Laurie's really certainly drilled into them, that they just have to support each other. Sometimes, State of Origin, you don't get your plans on because it's all about survival. That first half the other, in the first game, you know, it was brutal in the speed it was played and in the contact that was happening. And whilst you do have plans, in those situations, it's nearly impossible to get on. So it's just about, in those situations, making sure that when you turn around, you've got a mate alongside you.
Laurie's been worried about the game being played at a slow pace. He said it at the start of this campaign. I think Kevin Walters has almost manufactured a stink with Laurie just for the sake of it, and put a bit of pressure on the referees themselves. Have you guys talked about how slow it's going to be in the middle at all, or are you worried about it?
We have, mate. I think the conditions might come into play there as well. It's going to be a little bit more breezy than what it was up in Lang Park. So I think that will come into play. I just hope the referees are smart enough to know when to give penalties and when not to give penalties. I think if we have too many stoppages, as in penalties, that creates more rest and it creates more wrestle. I think if the players are left to decide who gets up quickest and who doesn't, the fatigue will set in anyway. Mm. I think the more stoppages we get around scrums, penalties, tries, I think that's just going to add to the slowness of the game. So let's hope that we get a game like we did in the first game, and it's end-to-end, and the ball stays in play and let the players decide it.
Well, everyone was saying how the first game was the best game of football they've seen in years. So let's,
well,
you know, hope they're saying
New South Wales.
Well, it was just a good, exciting. Well, the first half was just absolute quality. I know New South Wales opened them up in the end, but it was a brand of football that everyone wants to see, and we don't see enough of at NRL level in terms of the flow of the game. So let's hope it's the same in game two.
Yeah, totally agree. I think if, you know, I always come back to penalties, I think they just, we spend too much, you know, you get a penalty, you have a little committee meeting, they kick the ball out and we march down and we see a set piece. You know, that's not the sort of footy I grew up watching, and certainly not the type of footy you like to see. I think what I really liked about that first game was that the best side won, and if you leave it to the players, the best side, you know, generally win.
Mate, everyone okay? All 17 okay?
Yeah, that's been a very critical thing too. That both camps, that, you know, we haven't had players sitting out sessions. They all want to get out in the park and train, which is a good sign. And we've had we've had no players sitting on the sideline watching. And but to do that for 2 weeks in a row has been a real bonus.
Yeah.
Now this is a bit left field. Can you tell me? I was there out at Homebush yesterday, and the Pullman, the hotel where you guys are staying, it's probably about a 6-iron over to ANZ Stadium. Do you get a bus or do you walk?
We actually walked over yesterday, but tonight with the crowd and I suppose the security these days, mate, we'll have to jump on the bus and get over there. But it was good yesterday. There was a big crowd of people waiting outside for tickets, and they saw the players coming, and it was a really good vibe.
Just have a big guard of honour.
Well, do you want them to drop in and have a beer before the game or something, do you?
I think they should.
Yeah.
It'd be rude not to.
Hey, John, always good to chat, mate. Thanks so much for your time, and hopefully everything goes to plan tonight.
Thanks very much, boys.
There he goes, John Cartwright, assistant coach for New South Wales, giving you that insight. He's concerned about the wrestle, but I think it's not often that you get raps for referees, but we did get raps for referees after game number one from both sides. I don't think anybody was disadvantaged. Let's hope it's the same tonight.